Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, TGIF, May 20th, 2011. This is Audiboo number 90. Hey, I know I did an audiobook earlier today where I talked about market technicals and my view of a summer trading range, but I kind of wanted to veer from that and talk a little bit about other things, more like I normally do. Today was the third week down in a row for the stock market. We had a huge IPO in LinkedIn this past week. State budgets are actually state unemployment rates coming down. Gasoline prices have come down, but are kind of still bothering folks. Social Security, that kind of stuff. So let's just start with the third week down in a row. Today was global uncertainty that drove down stock prices, right? You know, basically they say that it's Greece, it's Europe, it's the amount of debt, and it's not just here, debt in Europe. So the market really sold off that last half hour of the day. So heck, even Alcoa was down. Holy buckets. NASDAQ was down almost 20 points. Down almost 1% from last week. So we had kind of a volatile week, right? Which I guess you expect in options expiration. We had one stock down, one stock up, two stocks down today. And anyways, that's it. It's Greece. It's a debt. It's nothing unusual. I mean, it's kind of the same stuff we've been hearing all year, right? But it just seems like it's harder and harder to press upward these days. Except for LinkedIn. There's an article by John Dvorak on MarketWatch where he says that LinkedIn's IPO could ruin the tech sector. You know, basically the pent-up demand for an IPO will exacerbate the nuttiness and create a mini bubble that could ruin the tech sector forever. This wouldn't be the case if there was a steady stream of IPOs rolling out all year. Well, guess what, John? There's going to be a steady stream of them rolling out now. I can almost guarantee that the fish are biting, which is usually a bad sign. We saw that, almost a little over a decade ago when IPOs were coming out, going crazy. It reminds me, back then, I had an account, I can't remember the broker's name, that gave us a little taste of the IPO market for, I don't know, a few months. I got a bunch of them, and they were always, you know, it's like, gosh, I made like, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 all the time. I mean, every IPO was like, boing, boing, boing. And, you know, eventually that stopped, but for a while it was great. You'd make a few thousand bucks every time a new IPO came out, and you know, just a few hundred shares or whatever, whatever the brokerage would give you. And they told you, you know, do not sell this the first day of trading. You're supposed to hold on to it. But I don't know anybody that did. There were no ramifications other than they said that they would, you know, they wouldn't let you do any more. But they let, you know, I don't know. I kept doing it for a while until it wasn't working anymore. Until the IPO stopped rallying. But anyways, that was kind of fun, right? Seems like it's that time again, the end times, the rapture. Tomorrow, judge day imminent, if U.S. engineer has calculated it right. This is from the U.K., the Guardian website. So this is an engineer. He says, I don't know, he figured it out. He figured out the timing. He said Armageddon will begin at 6 p.m. this Saturday. Now, I don't know what time zone that's in. But this is from the Book of Ezekiel. He says, Harold Camping got his calculations and is reading from the Book of Ezekiel. He's 89 years old, a former engineer who comes from California. Imagine that. And I guess he's been on the family radio, so he's been telling folks it's going to be 6 p.m. tomorrow. I didn't know it was going to be at 6. Well, that's the start of Armageddon. I don't know what the rapture is going to be. Huh. The Bible guarantees it. All right, well, okay. I don't even know if I should comment on that. You know, the Bible says no man knows the day or time, right? I don't think Harold Camping knows either. And unfortunately, it'll give Christianity a bad name again. Give it a black eye. Some guy comes out and takes advantage of it, does something crazy. Prices at gas pump painful for 4 in 10 Americans. I guess the other six are enjoying it. Basically, it hurts seniors, I guess, right? Drivers have made tough choices, scaling back vacations, driving less, or ditching the car altogether. And a new Associated Press GFK poll shows the impact it sustained. High prices is spreading among seniors and higher income Americans. Well, you know, we had some bad news today from The Gap and Aeropostale, right, saying that they're not selling as much as they thought. They're blaming cotton, the price of their goods, that they have razor-thin margins. They're unable to pass along the cost to consumers. But, you know, I think one of the reasons they can't pass along to consumers is because consumers are starting to spend their money on other things. Fuel. And that's never a good thing. I mean, that tends to lead to recessions and stock market corrections. But meanwhile, the lagging indicator, employment, continues to improve in almost all states. That's good news, right? I mean, California, we've had over 12% here. Finally, it's under 12%. We're now at 11.9%. Nevada's still the highest at 12.5%. So, but it's down, right? Nevada, 12.5, down from 14.5. So, hey, there you go. Things are getting better. But things are getting worse. Get ready for Social Security Medicare meltdowns. You probably heard last week. Medicare is expected to be exhausted by 2024, and Social Security's reserves will be exhausted in 2036. But hey, that's like a million years off, right? Who cares? Well, anyways, you know, I think we're at the point where people aren't going to tolerate a lot of new tax increases. So my guess the next thing is means testing, right? They're going to say, hey, you already have a pension, or hey, you have a lot in your 401k plan. You don't need Social Security. And they're going to redirect it to the poor. It's going to be another big wealth redistribution scheme. That's my guess. Because, I mean, how high can they raise the retirement age? I mean, none of us are going to be wanting to go to work at age 75 or something, right? So they're going to figure out a way to still let us retire early. For those of us who can afford it, we're going to retire earlier anyways, and those of us who can't, they'll get, you know, $1,500 a month from Social Security. I think that's all I highlighted in the news of the day. A lot of flack for President Obama on his comments about Israel going back to the 1967 borders, and of course that was basically ridiculed by Benjamin Netanyahu today from Israel. He's over here chatting it up with Barack Obama, and we'll see how that goes, and I don't know. It looks like there's a lot of violence in the Middle East, and I kind of would expect that to continue. And hey, with the rapture coming, maybe that's just a sign of the times. Hey, that's it. A second audio boo back to back. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. Idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout. Talk is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was, who I thought that I could trust. When it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show. Same old fight, every single night. The truth is a lie. Hello means goodbye in the idiot show. The idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is gold.
up is down. You chase your tail around. You chase your tail around. Chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show.